Those are some highlights from today's testimony. Joining us now is NPR's Larry Abramson, who's been covering the hearings. Larry, first of all, did we learn anything new today?
Well, we learned some more missed opportunities, Robert. You remember Zacharias Moussaoui, he's still in jail awaiting trial in connection with the 9/11 attacks. Agents in Minnesota arrested Moussaoui just a few weeks before the attack. They wanted to search his computer. Higher-ups in the agency wouldn't let them. You recall all that came out a year or two ago. Well, the 9/11 Commission staff learned that the U.S. asked Britain, do you know anything about this guy? Mm-hmm. And they didn't really regard it as a very urgent thing before 9/11. After 9/11, they realized that they knew that Moussaoui had been in training camps in Afghanistan. That fact alone would have given the agents in Minnesota the legal authority to search his laptop. And it's possible that they would have drawn a connection to the cell in Hamburg, Germany, and to all kinds of other paymasters in al-Qaeda and been able to unravel the plot. Or maybe they wouldn't have. Maybe they would have just learned that he wasn't a suspicious guy.
A lot of what was said today was about the FBI and its deficiencies in fighting terrorism. It was remarked more than once, I think, that the problem wasn't just what the FBI didn't know, but that the FBI didn't know what it knew.
Well, and you know, the biggest problem the FBI still has is they have the world's worst computer system, and it's not really until this year that it's going to be a substantial upgrade. There's a lot of back and forth. Louis Freeh blamed Congress for that, saying they wouldn't give enough money. Congress has long blamed the FBI, saying you totally mismanaged this project because you tried to manage it on your own rather than contracting it out because you said it was a secret project. So it's taken, you know, over a decade to give the FBI a decent computer system.
And then Attorney General Ashcroft came on, and he blamed really the Clinton administration.
Yes, he did. And one of the most important things he said was that the Clinton administration misinterpreted some key legal guidelines, one of them in connection with the Moussaoui case, that said that intelligence and law enforcement officers couldn't talk to one another. And only a couple of years ago, a high court said that they had been misinterpreting those guidelines all along and that they really didn't need to be doing that. Freeh and Ashcroft both blamed misinterpretations for that, but it really slowed down the FBI's ability to go after terrorists in the 90s.
One last quick point. We heard a lot about the possibility of a new domestic intelligence agency. Witnesses saying they didn't want it, but obviously the commission is interested in this idea.
They're definitely going to have to take it up in their final report, Robert. I'll be very surprised if they come out very strongly for and against. I think what this does is it serves to keep the heat on the FBI to do their job, or else they're going to be split up.
Thanks.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson. Our coverage continues just ahead on All Things Considered, some analysis of today's testimony before the 9/11 Commission.